Are you putting out a personal ad on our podcast right now?
Yeah. I like long walks on the beach.
And
nobody likes those. I don't think real people like the beach.
I don't know about long. I like the beach and I like to walk on it. I don't know how long I can walk on it before I want to go do something else. Like, how long is a long walk on the beach?
I don't know. I do the thing and where every five years or so I will go to an ocean, spend 5 minutes walking down it without touching the water, and then leaving as soon as I see a dead animal on the shoreline.
Oh.
Where are you going, Long Island Sound?
For a long time, it was the Jersey Shore, but that disintegrated with the storm.
So, like a dead hooker.
The last time I went to the beach was 2 years ago during Comic-Con. We drove up to, I guess, Mission Beach or something. It was an actual beach. It wasn't like the harbor or whatever. There's always dead animals. Do you know why? Because the ocean is full of fucking dead animals. And fish fucking it.
Full of dead animals?
It's full. It is full. It would be probably a tenth the size if all of that water displacement didn't happen because of all the fucking dead animals in it.
Huh.
Huh. It's gross. I'm the biggest conspiracy theorist when it comes to the ocean.
You're the weirdest.
I don't really care about anything
when it comes to the ocean.
Hey guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
It's good. I don't know if that was to the people listening or to us.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
It was
awkward
you.
Moments.
Are we supposed to be on?
Yay! What's up? How's Chicago?
Cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold here. Biting.
Biting. Windy.
I had to actually scrape frost off my windows this morning, which I haven't had to do in 6 years.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, somebody had to buy me an ice scraper.
I thought you were going to say buy me an ice cream because you were so upset.
You know, just smear some ice cream on your windows and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how about over there? Is it nice and toasty?
No. No, it's not. It's
really?
Not.
Is it like 60 degrees? Are you freezing?
It's been going down. It's been going down to like 40 at night.
Okay.
It's still. I keep going places without a hoodie in hopes that it won't be cold, and then it's cold. So
that sounds like a bad
idea. I did that tonight.
It's like San Francisco. That's how San Francisco was.
Yeah, but oh well. I don't know. It's still. It's weird that this is the coldest time of the year, and it's.
Did you pick up our glamour shots yet?
Yes.
Are they awesome?
Guys, let me tell you about this horribleness that this happened with these glamour shots.
Did we talk about the glamour shots before?
We mentioned that we got them. We didn't
say
that we got them from a weird, like, almost empty storefront.
Yeah.
So
I think we might have, it might have been right before we got them. I don't remember. No, I think, I don't know. We need to have more than two shows a month here.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Do you guys want to tell the story of the glamour shots?
Go ahead, Jenny. Well, actually getting the glamour shots was
that's a part you guys know about. I haven't told the story of what the fuck happened yesterday.
Yeah, I'm curious about... okay, so just background on this. We went to go get our glamour shots done at what I think we all thought was going to be like a real photo studio, and it was just like the storefront in the mall that had like a card table and a woman sitting behind it and like some sad, like three sad off-kilter pictures hanging, and then like a green screen in the back. It was like they
and
were
a camera
gonna, like... yeah, and a camera, like, she was like holding, there was no like tripod or anything.
Yeah
I thought we were gonna get murdered.
How did we happen into that glamour shots, Emily? I can't
remember. I got stopped in the mall. I'm really bad. I never, this is why I don't go anywhere ever, like malls and stuff, because I am pulled into that suckery snake oil salesman every goddamn time. Mm. I am put in a position where that is a thing, and I don't know if it's because I'm too nice to tell people to fuck off, mm-hmm. which is weird.
Yeah. Remember when
I'm not all that nice.
Had to tell that Jehovah's Witness that I was going to call the cops Ooh. On her because Emily was too nice to Ooh. Answer the door yeah. and tell her to go away.
Missed that one.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Okay. So I went back yesterday to pick him up. I was all excited, and I went. I had Zach come with me because we were picking his bike up from the office to go geocaching afterward. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, we'll take one car. Well, we'll take the truck, and we'll go and get these glamour shots. And we knew exactly what we wanted. We wanted the first pose that I already paid for, mm-hmm. and then a CD of the digital photographs.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, 2 hour long wait.
What?
Yeah. They gave me an appointment time. They told me to be there at 11:15. We were like 5 or 10 minutes late, and then we ended up waiting for an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
What were they doing during that time?
They were pitching their little sales pitch to everybody in front of us for hours and hours and hours, telling them how much this package would cost them normally at a professional studio versus how much these people were charging them. And so we get up there, and, you know, the lady starts her spiel, and Zach just cuts her right off and says, we just want the picture we already paid for and the CD, and that's it. And then, you know, have a nice day. How much does that cost? And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, the CD's $200.
What?
What?
For 7 fucking digital photographs on a CD. $200 goddamn dollars.
That's ridiculous.
No. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well,
she doesn't know how much it costs when you go in there
yeah.
and ask about it.
Yep. Yep. And so Zach was like, absolutely not. That's way too much money for what we would be getting. We'll just take the picture we already paid for and we'll be on our way. Thanks. And she's like, oh, well, with certain packages, you can get the CD for free. And I'm like, oh, what? Like one of the fucking $400 packages yeah, for right. a bunch yeah. of shit? Because, oh, you spent like 5 seconds in Photoshop making it airbrush bullshit? Like, fuck you. No. That's what happened. We still got the thing that I paid $15 for. We got a big picture, a medium one, and a bunch of small ones. And you guys look fantastic.
Oh, good.
And I'm sad that Zach's wearing his fucking horse mask in it.
That's awesome,
I like the horse mask, I gotta admit.
I love it.
But I was like, because they showed us, they had printed out, you know, every one of the photos. Aww. And, like, there was the super cute one of me and Zach's actually genuinely smiling. And Aww. Then the super cute one of Kevin and Melissa.
You
and should have really
just
cute.
Grabbed them and ran.
I know. I kept thinking that, like, the whole way after we left. After, like, just walking back through the mall, I'm like, fuck, I could have just grabbed those. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Yeah. Tackle me? That girl is wearing, like, 6-inch heels. No way.
Was it the same girl?
Yeah. No, it was the same girl that had approached me in the mall earlier.
Oh, the photos. Gotcha.
It wasn't the lady that took them, no. But it's still, like, I was so angry and upset with myself because I knew that if Zach hadn't been there, I would have just spent all of my expendable income on these overpriced as shit pictures.
God. Good thing that he was with you then.
I know. Yeah, so that's why our glamour shots. I'm sorry. It was a fun experience, but there's no evidence.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's not zero evidence.
Yeah, we've got a great picture of us looking cute and Zach in a horse mask. That's a win.
That's true.
In my book.
Jenny, did I tell you that I got a unicorn mask for Christmas?
No, that's awesome.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I have pictures.
Oh,
it's so good.
Awesome. So you guys can like go out together as
a couple?
Yeah, I
have pictures of them together.
Awesome.
Yeah. We like tried to kiss with the horse masks.
Aww.
It's pretty good. It's pretty cute.
Wow.
So, yeah, what have you guys been doing now that Jenny's in Chicago and I'm stuck in Arizona?
Oh, man.
Board games?
Yeah, we've been playing lots of board games. So this was the Christmas that I introduced everyone I know to Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So my mom, we were thinking that she was not going to be into it because it's horrible and disgusting. She was like, well, I could just play a round or two, see what it's like. She wound up being the worst fucking person in the room. Like, the very first thing that my mom played in Cards Against Humanity was child beauty pageants plus Viagra equals sexual tension.
Wow.
Mom. And then she did. And the Academy Award for concealing a boner goes to Grandma. She did. Do you know what the new Lifetime movie is, Emily?
What is the new Lifetime movie, Jenny?
It's Hospice Care, the story of jerking off into a pool of children's tears. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow.
My mom also thinks
your mom that might be going to hell.
That in the future, dead babies are going to be currency. Just like, what the?
Whole new side of your mom this Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Do you have more respect for her?
I have more respect for her, but I can't quite look her in the eyes now.
I think I got banned from Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah?
I think I had to flag myself and never play it again.
Uh-oh, what happened?
That's the only game that I can just consistently win because I don't know. I guess I'm just a really terrible person. But I always get 10 points when everybody else has like 3 or 4 tops. Mm-hmm. So
you should go up against my mom.
Yeah, we should start a tournament. Do a National Cards Against Humanity tournament and see who the worst person ever is.
Maybe that's where all your like bad things come out. You were saying you have a hard time being mean to people or like saying no or putting your foot down. Maybe you just need to always be in Cards Against Humanity mode. Yeah.
So that I can make Holocaust jokes to Jewish people because I'm German.
Yeah, just carry a card in your pocket that says Nazis all the time.
We ate a lot of chocolate cake for Kevin's birthday.
Tell Kevin I said happy birthday.
Okay. Will do.
Yeah. Zach remembered the day after, and I'm usually the one that remembers that kind of stuff, and I'd, what? I knew it was January. Whatever.
Cinco de Januario.
I'm a jerko.
That's totally not even the Spanish word for January.
No, it's not.
Januario.
Yeah, I was disappointed to find out that your last name doesn't mean Blood Master, Emily.
I know.
What does it mean?
I'm really...
What does it mean instead?
I mean, if you take half of it and make it French, which is what basically half of me is, and German, which is the other half, basically, the first part means blood, and the second part means master, but if it's just all German, it's song master or some bullshit thing.
That's a fucking dumb bard. That's a bard.
Who even wants to be a musician? God.
Yeah. What's that about? I think you should just own that you are the blood master.
Fuck yes.
There's a joke in there somewhere, I'm sure. But I don't know.
Yeah. So what you been playing?
Not too much.
Yeah.
I've been playing pretty much only iPhone games.
Mm. Yeah, me too, now that I don't have Skyrim in front of me. One single tear is falling from my face.
I haven't really been using my computer at all lately. It's starting to freak me out. I use a computer at work, but not at home.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess it's because I'm spending all of my time at home watching Eureka and organizing perler beads.
How's the perler beading going?
Because
you got a lot of those for Christmas.
Ooh.
I know. I got like 30,000 perler beads for Christmas.
Nice.
And that's not even an overestimation.
Wow. Have you made any more?
Exaggeration. That's the word I was looking for.
Have you made any more creations?
I have not, because I've been so busy organizing them by color, because I have a weird brain thing that insists that that has to be done first.
No, it does have to be done first. I agree with you. That's horrible. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I went.
That's fun.
I went to my physical therapy appointment today. My first physical therapy appointment, and I have this pain in my back, and the guy was like, "So this is the way that you're not supposed to sit," and he basically described the exact position I was in for 12 hours each day, every day. The 2 weeks that I was in Arizona playing Skyrim.
Oh, man.
And I told him that, and he thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. But
that you're so bad at sitting.
Yeah, that I'm so bad at sitting. It was kind of embarrassing, because I'm supposed to be an adult with a job, and he was like, "So have you been sitting at the computer a lot, or have you been talking to a lot of patients?" And I was like... Actually, I was playing 10 to 12 hours of Skyrim every day.
Yeah, I was summoning Flame Atronach.
Oh my god, I love the Flame Atronach.
Aren't they great?
Yes.
Yes.
So awesome.
I hate that they explode when they die. It's really annoying. Yeah.
I always just then call another one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I conjure another one. But
I just don't like it to get hurt by my friend, my Flame Atronach.
I was so weirdly sad when What's-Her-Name died.
Who's What's-Her-Name?
Lydia.
Lydia. Yeah, I lost her to what are those things called? They're like little
beaver?
Cockroaches.
Did we play the same game?
The chitlin.
Oh, the crabs, yeah.
Not the crabs.
Oh, no, the charis. The charis.
Yes, the charis. Like cockroaches. Thank you, the charis.
But, yeah.
Okay. Oh, those guys.
Yeah.
The guys were all like poison, poison, poison.
Yeah, and Kevin told me that she couldn't die except by my own hand.
Yeah.
Yes, she totally can.
And
Kevin is wrong.
I, took off and did a bunch of things, and then I was like, "Oh shit, where's Lydia?"
Oh, and then she
was gone, and I felt a little sad.
I killed Anmund like that and didn't realize it for hours. Oh well, Jizargo,
I made Lydia
still have cat people sex.
Cat babies.
Weird. I told Lydia as soon as she said she was going to follow me around, I told her to meet me at my house, and then after I moved all my shit. It took hours to move all my shit from one house to the other.
Are you a hoarder? Do you need help?
Yeah, I'm kind of a hoarder. Yeah. I had a room that was just full of dragon bones and scales just scattered all over the floor. But I think everybody does that these days. That's normal, right?
That's one complaint I have, is that you can't move things around. Like, there's so much in your inventory and so much to hold on to and make things, and it's not easy to move everything.
Yeah.
Yep. But, so, my wife, when's my new house? Totally fine. All my stuff that took hours, totally fine. Fucking Lydia, the dumb bitch that sits in my kitchen all the time, acts like I'm a fucking stranger, refuses to let me tell her to go to my new house, and just acts like that I don't even own that house anymore because I moved all my stuff out of it. Wow. I'm like, you cunt. This is not your house now, okay? You go to my other house and you wait there for me. And don't be a bitch.
Did you slay her?
No, I'm about to. I'm getting fed up with her shenanigans.
The last quest I think I did was the party, the Thalamor party, where you had to sneak around and get a bunch of papers. That's fun.
Are you supposed to sneak? Because I sneaked for a little bit, and then I kind of just killed everybody.
Yeah.
You can do either or.
The sneaking didn't work for me. Yeah. I ended up running a lot and using a lot of potions. Yeah, and
looting a lot of, dark elf robes or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
I
ended up killing everyone. Whatever. Oh, stuff we've been playing. I've been playing the Antrim Escape games. On the iPhone telephone operating system.
Yes. I downloaded that and I haven't played it yet. What do you think of it?
I really like it a lot. I like that It's got such a variety of cool puzzles and stuff to crack, and some of them are really impossible, so you either just come across them by sheer luck, just like trying to combine everything with everything and trying to use everything on everything. And then I use a lot of hints also, but I just finished the third one, which is, I don't know if it's the last one. They tied up that storyline, but they might come out with more. So it was a lot of fun. I liked it.
What is this game?
It's like, it's called Antrim Escape.
Is this, well, this is showing me something with this guy and a tree and like a fairy or some shit.
Yeah, I'm showing her on the iPad. Okay.
So what do you,
it's
Emma, Ryan.
Is it like puzzles?
Yeah, it's room escape, but it's a series of puzzles that give you pieces to other puzzles that you use to make more puzzle solutions and escape rooms.
Okay. Oh my god, that map. I have that map.
Oh, is that your map?
That's my map. I've been looking for that map everywhere.
Well, that's where it is.
In the first room, there's a map in the game. On the back wall. You know what I'm talking about, Emily?
Yep,
that's my map.
Everything you own is just slowly moving into your iPad games. It's like a crazy Jumanji thing
that
happening.
Could be a really good short story.
Yeah, one day you're going to be like, where's Kevin? Where's Ferdo? And they're going to be like on the iPad, and you're going to have to go into the iPad.
I would like to be in the iPad.
Yeah.
Emily, it's been so hard coming back to like real life. Luckily, all my patients canceled today. So I just played Words with Friends on my phone for most of the day. But yeah, it's really hard to come back to real life after disappearing into video games full time.
It really is.
Yeah.
Still haven't done it.
I still haven't played any Borderlands 2, even though I got it for Christmas.
Oh wow.
Because I know that I'm going to be playing it for like 18 hours a day if I start. I know it.
Yeah.
That's how I was with the first one, and that's how I am with like all the video games.
Yeah.
So
did you finish the first one?
I didn't actually.
Okay.
I moved on to other stuff.
Yeah.
And I should probably go back and play more of it. I did the same thing with Arkham City, and I feel bad.
Oh, so good. Such a good game.
I 100%ed Arkham Asylum, and nice. I don't know why I just lost interest in Arkham City. I don't know. I think it just got too hard because the brightness was so low. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's possible.
So a life-changing thing occurred.
Oh, yeah?
To me.
Do tell.
I fell out of love with Simpsons Tapped Out.
Me what? Too! Me too!
What?
I was going to talk about that today.
Okay. I just don't really give a fuck.
Me
I don't
either.
Give a fuck that Bart has finished pretending to be a nutcracker. I don't care anymore.
Me either. I don't know. What do you think happened? Like, something just switched after, I think it was that stupid fucking Funzo or whatever his name is.
Yep. I agree
that,
with
and
you.
I was like, you know what? This Funzo is meaningless. This game is
meaningless. It doesn't fucking do anything. And I just spent all that time collecting those fucking Santa coins, and this Funzo doesn't even do anything
Nothing.
When you poke it. So why am I going to try and save up for a Santa's little helper when it's going to take me a fucking week to do that? Maybe. Probably more. And then Santa's little helper is probably not going to do jack shit. You probably get like 50 XP for it, and then that's it. They're like, oh, that's the end of the Christmas content. Like, yeah, I just, whatever.
So just one
I'm
piece
done
of,
with it.
One piece of content totally destroyed both your loves for Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
much.
A months-long love affair with the Simpsons Tapped Out that I just got out of.
That's kind of impressive, actually.
That the Funzo was that
yeah,
powerful.
Yeah, the Funzo could be that much anti-fun.
Yeah.
For
the episode that Funzo was in, did you guys ever see the Funzo episode? It was the Christmas episode with Gary Coleman. Oh.
You reenacted it for me.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Were there puppets?
That was No, I did all the voices.
I was like, what the
stuff.
Fuck is a Funzo? She was like, you know,
for kids.
But, I mean, That was back when The Simpsons was awesome and I watched it all the time.
Aww.
And I thought that I would rekindle my love via Tapped Out, and that lasted for like 6 months, and now I'm just kind of done with it. But I'm almost at the level cap anyway, so if I leave it alone for a while and go back, maybe I'll I'll fall in love with it again in the future. But
remember
I don't know,
when there
dude.
Were like
I have fucking funzo, man.
Sorry.
I'm really debating on actually just taking it off. Like, I was impressed by Jenny's, like, you know what? Life is too short for all this tapping for no reason. I am just going to delete the shit out of this game. And I'm wondering, but I'm afraid at the same time, like, I feel like we spend so much time with it that maybe I should just let it hang out in the background. And like you said, Emily, go back to it later. I don't know. But yeah. Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I was just reminiscing about when there were like 8 episodes of The Simpsons on every single cable channel, like every half hour.
I have like 8 of the seasons on DVD. I said that like I forgot what they were. On the DVD.
On Betamax? 8-track.
In, what's it called?
In a glass jar.
In storage. And I bet that Funzo episode is on one of them because they're the earlier ones. Mm. Is that when it was, Emily? Like
I think it was late 90s.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was like, yeah, it was like one of the last years that I actually gave a shit. Once I got into high school, I was like, eh, I don't know, like, meh, whatever. TV, meh.
That was when Vultures were really popular. I remember that.
Vulture
yeah,
bird.
I heard about yeah. Vultures being how really vultures, popular.
Yeah, remember how vultures were really popular in the late 90s?
Are you about to make a joke?
No, okay. I'm already she's, making the joke.
Oh.
She's...
I thought you were going to make a true vulture joke.
Well, I was referencing true
that
vulture.
That was the joke.
Yeah. I wasn't going to quite go all the way. I was going to be subtle about it.
I don't do subtle, apparently.
I know.
I'm sorry.
True vulture.
Jeez. So we, what else have I been playing?
Lords of Waterdeep.
Yeah, that's a board game. That doesn't count. Lords of Waterdeep is the best fucking board game of 2012.
We're going to have to do board games taco this episode.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a board games taco. That's mostly what we've been playing. Yeah. And
shit. I've been playing Lords of Waterdeep and Lords of Waterdeep.
And some more Lords of Waterdeep.
Yeah, another game of Lords of Waterdeep. We finally played a 2-player and it's interesting.
I only
won by like 7 points. I was very neck and neck the whole time.
I totally outed myself to my friends as the biggest dork ever. My friends who I've known for 15 years, we get together at New Year's every year in a different city. Anyway, I was talking about Lords of Waterdeep and explaining how awesome it is. And they were like, you are such a dork. And I was like, it's not like it's like Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, it's situated within the Dungeons and Dragons lore, but, and they were like, oh my God, you did not just say that. And they were, now I'm getting posts on my Facebook, which I don't read, but that game is so good. I need to own a copy.
Yeah, I would like
it's
to play
so
that.
Good. Yeah, you were supposed to come over on Friday and play it, Jenny, but you weren't here.
Oh no.
How did that happen?
I'm sorry.
How did that plan happen without you being in town?
I don't know. It was Zach's idea. He gets the blame credit.
I hope you weren't all waiting for me to come over so you could start.
Could we?
No.
Could we play via Skype? Yeah.
No. That'd be weird.
No, because you need to see your cards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could have a set. You could just, you guys could tell me what cards you had, and I could take all of those out, and I could
tell me what all the intrigue cards you have are, yeah. So I can take them out.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Lords of, have you played it yet, Jenny?
I haven't.
I was going to ask, Emily, what do you think of that becoming like an iPad game?
Huh.
Because Puerto Rico, you can play on the iPad, right?
I think so. I've never played it. I know Ticket to Ride is a lot more fun on a device because there's less pieces to keep track of.
I've played a lot of Ticket to Ride.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Kevin and
I also played a lot of Small World on the iPad.
Oh, did you?
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, that's how I got good at Small World, which I'm not even very good compared to other people, but...
Nice.
I am downloading.
So I got better than suck at Small World. Oh, you know what we could play via Skype is Haha Mustache.
Oh, can we play Haha Mustache? via Skype?
Haha, Mustache is a good
game. Did you just make that game up, or is that a real game?
It's a real game.
No. I got it. I got it as a gift a few months ago during the road trip, and I have not gotten around to playing it yet. And apparently two people got it for me, and only one of them actually gave it to me.
Huh.
So I have plans to play it on Skype with the person who got it but didn't give it to me.
Nice.
So, because I told her she could just keep that copy, whatevs, and then we could play it together, because she lives in Ohio, so. The internet is magic. Let's play Haha Mustache via Skype.
It really is.
Holy shit, Small World is $6.99.
What? Well, I guess if you consider how much the board game version costs.
I guess. Oh, I can use my iTunes gift card.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Which I got for Christmas.
I introduced my mom to Ticket to Ride on the iPad, and she was all disappointed because she couldn't load the trains up with slaves and send them to Auschwitz.
Are you serious?
No.
God damn it, Jenny. You're making Cards Against Humanity jokes, and I'm so far... Yeah. I'm just staring at these spiky things on the computer.
So, Emily, you think that it's worth it, the Small World for iPad, $6.99?
If you play it, it is. I mean... I
That's
Zach and I
the
did
question,
a lot of it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I download a lot of shit and don't play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The free stuff.
I mean, it's free anyway for you because you have that gift card, right?
Right.
Let's think logically here.
That's true. Oh my God, Thunderstone.
Thunderstone? Is it the advanced version or the original version?
It looks like it's the original version.
Hmm.
It's called I Thunderstone.
I
you
Thunderstone.
Know Thunderstone.
I played more Middle Manager of Justice.
I started playing that.
Yeah.
Thanks to your recommendation.
It turned out not to be so much a Simpsons Tapped Out thing as more of like a time management thing because it doesn't run in the background. I don't know. It was really good for the airplane, right? Like it totally kept me amused during the airplane ride, but it just kind of makes me nervous because they don't let you have more than 4 superheroes, and you've got, the way it works is you've got these zones that you like control, and they are constantly having little crises, right? Like there's a fire or like a robbery or like a speeding school bus that you have to stop, and if you let the crises, that's not a word, go on for too long.
Crises.
Then they go from like happy green smiley face zones to like really upset red face zones. And I can't handle that. I can't even handle it when they get in the yellow. So none of my people have any time for like self-improvement or sleeping or like home routine.
And then they get depressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I had to stop, when all my dudes got depressed, and they're like, oh, you can buy this room that makes them less depressed if you pay us $2,000.
I haven't... Is this... What is this on?
On iPad.
It is on the iPad. What's it called again?
To Middle Manager of Justice. That's the Double Fine game that I was talking about last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got them a TV room. It's cute. They like sit there and eat chips and stuff, but it's like, you don't have time to sit there and eat chips because my zones
for
are
10
getting...
fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's a guy robbing a flaming bus that's speeding down the fucking street, and your strength needs to be at 10 or else.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I have a clarification to make.
Ooh, errata.
So the Thunderstone is just a randomizer. It's not an actual game.
Not an actual game?
Sorry, I got really excited, and I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
Carry on, Middle Management.
All right. I think,
So what else have you been playing?
I have been playing, so I've been playing, like, two things. Middle Manager of Justice, and I got super into this Magical Diary game for a couple days. It's like a visual novel-style thing where you are a girl at wizard school.
Love it!
Right? And you go, so you go to wizard school, and a lot of it is just, like, cutscenes and cutscenes and cutscenes, but you get to decide what magic you're going to study. every day, or if you're not going to study magic, if you're going to like go to the gym or go to the library or like sleep. And then you learn these spells that are only useful on your exams, because for your exams, they put you in this little dungeon and you have to like either get out of the dungeon or like beat another person out of the dungeon. And you have to use the spells that you learned, which sounds cooler than it winds up actually being.
And this is also on the iPad.
This was, I got it off Steam's. I played it on my computer.
Oh.
My PC.
Nice.
My lappity top. yeah, and the most exciting thing about that is there are a bunch of people that you can wind up in romances with, but you kind of have to be careful with your choice points, because, like, I was doing really good with this blue-skinned demon guy, you know? Like, we were tight, and we had a date, and then I wound up, like, fucking up and having to marry this teacher who hated me.
What?
Yeah.
Whoops.
That was a single choice point. I did the wrong thing at one, and they were like, well, now you have to get married. I'm like 14 or some shit.
How does that logic work? I've been playing a lot of The Curse.
What's the Curse?
The Curse is, it's kind of awesome. It starts out, it's a puzzle game, and it starts out with this cutscene where you have to make a deal with this mysterious asshole who, like, you need to give him your fingerprint and stuff to get started. There's, like, this 100-page book, and there's a different puzzle on every page, and they get progressively harder. So there's stuff that's, like, similar to Crossfingers, and there are tangrams and riddles and stuff. And then there's also this thing called Draw the Line that I have yet to, I have yet to figure out how to do it. It's, like, one of those, I don't know if you guys remember, or if you had this when you were in school, the, like, pegboards with nails in them, and then like you had to make different various shapes out of rubber bands that went from to nail.
That sounds really familiar.
And then so it's like that, but then there are like different colored pins. There are red ones and yellow ones, and then there are ones that aren't colored at all. And you have to figure out how to separate the reds from the yellows. And it, you only get a certain amount of turns.
It does sound hard.
It's like, I am probably 40% of the way through this entire game, and I've yet to beat a single one of those fucking things. They're really hard.
Oh. Sounds like something Kevin would like.
Yeah. He's been getting really angry about dots. I don't even know what this game is called.
They're just dots on a screen.
Yeah, there are dots that make Kevin angry. I think that might be the name of the game.
What else?
Oh,
have you
yeah, that that hundred thing. It's called something hundred.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty annoying of a game. I played it on Flash at some point. Yeah.
So what else have I been playing before the break? I don't know if I've already talked about this, but Drawn. Have you guys heard of that game, Drawn, on the iPad? It's like a bunch of puzzles, and it's really beautiful, and you kind of enter into this story, and you're trying to figure out how to, something about paintings, and I don't know, it's been a month or two since I picked it up, but it's really made for the iPad, it feels like, versus Don't Look Back, excuse me, which I've been playing on the iPad.
I was really surprised there was even an iPad version of that. That sounds impossible.
It's really weird because what they do is they have just arrows, left and right arrows, and maybe a jump arrow, and you tap those.
Wow.
And that's how you move around in the world. And it's super fucking frustrating.
Wow. Did you finish it?
No. I think I'm pretty close to done, though.
It's worth finishing. It's definitely worth finishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we answer questions?
Do we have any?
Yeah, we've got like five.
We are important. Of course we have questions.
I checked like the forums, and I guess there might be some on Twitter. I forgot the password for the Twitter.
We've got some on the forums. Well, okay. I was about to tell you the password to the Twitter.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Not here. This place isn't safe.
Yeah, I was saved by not actually remembering the password to the Twitter. So that'll be awesome.
Good.
I'm debating on whether to purchase Skyrim. Kevin thinks it's a bad idea.
Do you that is a terrible idea, Melissa. Wait productive? Until your internship is over.
Yeah.
I miss it. I would like to play it on a computer, though. I'd like to play it on a PC because the controllers for PlayStation were so infuriating.
There's quick save.
Quick save. Quick save. I would love that feature.
Use a noun. Someone use a noun.
Questions.
Yay. Questions. Yeah. So old one wants to know a bunch of things. Console wars. Which do you pick? PS3, Xbox 60, or Wii? Computer is not a valid answer.
Is that what you say too?
Mm-hmm.
Xbox? I don't know. I own an Xbox. Lame. I own an Xbox 360, so how can I say, oh, PS3? Because then I would have to be sad. Yeah. And I don't want to be sad. Oh.
I think then you'd be
upset. Can I send us on a wild tangent forever? Sure. Really
yes,
fast?
Go for it. Please. Tangent away.
I like I said earlier, I've been watching Eureka. I had never watched it before. I have been to a panel for Eureka before at a Comic-Con. I have sat like right down the bar from Craig Ferguson before. Just started watching Eureka over the weekend, I guess. And there's this one episode. It's kind of a long story, but one of the characters gets put on house arrest and he gets trapped in the body of himself when he was 16, something weird. Oh. And it's supposed to take place, it's filmed in 2006, but it's supposed to take place in 2010, and because there's this weird time travel. It's Eureka, it's fucking sci-fi shit. But it's 2010, this kid's trapped in a 16-year-old's body, and he's like, they won't even let me have anything above a class 2 technology. I had to get special clearance just to get an Xbox, and it's only a 360. And I'm like, what is... that is such a dated joke.
Yeah.
That I don't think that was even supposed to be a joke originally, but that I thought it was pretty funny.
Our jokes were really dated back in 2010.
We were still telling the 2000 and late jokes in 2010.
My favorite thing to do during the entirety of the 2000s was to say, well, it is the 90s.
Is it still the 2000s?
It's like the 2010s.
It's the teens.
The teens.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's just hard to say. And somebody mentioned the turn of the century the other day, and I was like, which one? Well,
but yeah, PS3 all the way.
I want to say that when I got my Xbox, it was before the PS, not this Xbox, but my previous Xbox. It was before the PS3, and it had superior graphics to the PS2 at the time.
Okay. I mainly just like the PS3 because I'm better at push the buttons.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, yeah. I was strictly Nintendo until the PlayStation 1 came out, and then I got a PlayStation 1 and have been playing PlayStations ever since.
But the PlayStation has knobs?
Yeah, I'm just something about the Xbox controller versus the... I'm more used to the PS3.
That's so funny, because like playing Skyrim on the PS3, I was getting so frustrated because... you would tap down, like if you were getting, you know, really into it and fighting, and I get excited, I guess.
I just tap things.
And I'm trying to move my guy, I'm trying to move myself, and I end up like going in and out of,
Like the crouch? A third, the run?
Yes, the sneak, in and out of sneak, and also in and out of third person, excuse me. and there's no way to avoid that on the PS3. I don't know if that same thing happens on the Xbox.
It didn't happen to me. Maybe because I don't get excited.
Does the Xbox have the L3 button where you can push the joystick thingamabobos?
I don't know.
Wow, that was a really concise question. I'm really glad that came out.
I'm not sure.
Because that annoys me in a lot of games. Borderlands, when I was playing Borderlands, because I have that on the PS3, I was constantly going from crouch to standing, or I would, like, accidentally zoom in on stuff that I wasn't trying to, because I have itchy thumbs, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to push those, like, the stick buttons, too. Like, in Borderlands, I will never do anything with melee, because it's like you're sitting there pushing on that stick, and it's just not as easy as tapping a button.
Yeah, I much rather tap a button than push a stick.
Yeah. That sounded dirty.
It did, but it was literal, not figurative.
I think you just sure it was. Is what happened. Which is good, because you guys need to start sharing your personal information.
Yeah, apparently. Well, can I tell you that I am wearing ankle socks for the first time in a while? And
wow.
I thought you were going to say cold at all because my legs should be cold, but they're not because I have not shaved my legs in over a year.
Yay.
How's that for personal information?
That's pretty good. Does it feel weird wearing ankle socks?
Yeah, it does. I'm used to knee socks, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Ankle socks. I feel so exposed.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like they're going to fall into my shoes and curl up. Yeah. Old One also wants to know what we think is the best handheld gaming device. Game Boy, PSP, iPad, other. I have a fondness for the original Game Boy.
Yeah, I always will.
Yeah.
No preference.
I don't know. Game Boy Advance was all cool.
I never had one of those.
I never had any of the like PlayStation handheld.
Yeah, I never did
stuff.
Either.
I never got it.
I don't think I even have known.
I know
anyone
a lot of people.
Riff's got one.
Oh,
he got it to
then
play.
I know a lot of people with PSPs. Zach got a Vita for Christmas.
Wow. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like my DS. I've had the same DS since the bigger screens came out, and they got a little thinner. So it's like the second generation or something of the DS, and I've just had it. I actually bought it to match my car, which is probably both the nerdiest and girliest thing I'm ever going to say in my life.
Does your car have that, two windscreens?
No, but they're both navy blue. They're like the exact same color of navy blue. So, you know, and I got it. My car is navy blue with a gray interior, and so is my DS.
Oh.
They match. They're twinsies.
Wow. If it makes you feel less girly, I totally deliberately put a pink cover on my DS.
Well, geez.
Yeah. So it's like totes pink.
I would probably go original Game Boy or DS.
Yeah.
For handheld of choice. Oh, none of that 3DS bullshit.
Right?
I actually don't
mind the 3DS. I haven't played much of it.
I played all of that Hey Ice King, Why'd You Steal Our Garbage.
Did you have the 3D game on?
For most of it, yeah. Yeah. It hurt my eyes a lot. I had trouble focusing on space in real life.
That's weird, because you know real life is 3D.
I know.
Speaking of,
it's weird.
Not real life and not 3D. I saw the absolute worst movie the other night.
Oh yeah,
Prometheus. Have you seen it, Emily?
Nope.
It's like the Alien, supposed to be the Alien prequel or something.
I heard about that, but I never.
It was one of those movies where you're like picturing the director, the producer, somebody reading the script, and you would hope they would be reading it and going, there's no fucking way I can put this on film. It was so bad.
We saw Django the other night, Saturday.
How is Django? And also, what is Django?
Django is the Quentin Tarantino Western.
Okay.
It's like, it takes place a couple years before the Civil War started, and there's a lot of slavery and brutality and violence, and then, of course, the Quentin Tarantino ridiculously crazy fight scenes and shootouts and stuff.
Jenny, I bet your mom would love it.
I bet she would.
It's pretty good. I stopped liking Jamie Foxx after In Living Color, and then that movie, Jamie Foxx was really good in it. And Jonah Hill is in it for like a second.
Really?
Who I don't hate as much as I used to hate.
You're such a hater.
Well, I didn't like Superbad, okay? I just didn't like that movie. And everyone was obsessed.
What didn't you like about it, just out of curiosity?
I was just another quotable movie about some kids trying to get laid. Right. I don't know. It just came at a time where that was a lot of the movies that were happening, and I was not impressed.
That's valid. That's totally valid.
I haven't seen Superbad. I don't know who Jonah Hill is. I teleported here directly from 2002. I am up to speed.
True vulture.
God, are you guys still saying that? That is so 1998.
Yeah. You're so 1990 and late.
Right? So the Y2K thing.
Remember when everybody was freaking out about
that?
Yeah. You thought the world was going to end.
We're going to fall out of the sky.
Well, they did.
Guys, why did we make these computers only show the last two digits of the year? What's wrong with us?
Yeah. I was like,
now we're going to die. Yeah.
I worked at a publishing company at the time, and they were publishing like two or three books on how to deal with the Y2K problem.
Like, did they just say wait for it to be over and like not a thing?
That's what it should have been, like a pamphlet rather than like
go back to bed.
Did you guys get freaked out about the end of the world? Did we talk about that already?
No, we were at that party with all the cookies.
Yeah, the last episode was the day that the world was supposed to end.
Remember that party?
That we recorded it.
Yeah, that party with all the cookies, Melissa. Remember the cookies?
The cookie making party?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tired of cookies.
It went well.
It really did. Cookie.
I found the...
It's good showing.
I'd hidden cookies that some friends had sent us. And I hid them for the party, and then I forgot about them until yesterday.
Oh, my God. By the way, there's still frosting in the pantry.
Oh, my God.
You might want Yoda frosting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. That's probably so gross right now.
Yep.
I thought also, if you're going, kids at home, if you're going to have a party where you let your guests decorate cookies, any artist that you're going to invite is going to sit there and spend 20 minutes making the perfect color frosting for your Yoda cookies.
I thought that was great how Corinne did the Yoda color and then Roy did the Boba Fett color.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're still... So I ran into these bags of cookies that were sent to me weeks ago before the party even happened, and just got green in the gills immediately because I'm so tired of cookies.
Are they edible?
Oh, yeah, they're fine. I ate one at some point, but yeah, I don't know.
That was a lot of cookies.
Man, so many cookies.
So Old One also wants to know if we ever played the Tony Hawk series of games and which one was our favorite. Clearly Old One was not listening when I mentioned that I have a full completion on Tony Hawk 2, including the entirety of the gap checklist.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
Damn.
Right?
See, I feel like everybody... And I've had this discussion more than once with more than one person. I feel like everybody's favorite Tony Hawk is the first one they play.
Mm. I think mine was but actually that sounds, the second one.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I played the first one, I played the second one, I played the fourth one, whatever the underground one was, where you, like, actually get to make a character. And I think I liked that one the most, where it's just this, the worlds are so much bigger, and I don't know. Because, like, the first one I played was the first one, and I'm like, okay, I got all the fucking tapes in this level, now what?
Now,
oh, well, you could play with your friends. Let's play a game of Skate. Yeah. No, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. So,
bye.
Like, I rage quit the entire series after 3 didn't let me make a female skater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I used to always play as Bob Burnquist. That's a guy, right?
Yeah.
Is he a skateboarder?
I think he might
Maybe
be
Maybe it was Bucky Lassick? Is Bucky Lassick a skateboarder?
Bucky Lassick might be a skateboarder who was in the... Okay. Yeah.
I know his name starts with a B, and like he's Jeff an extreme Rowley. Sportsman. Yeah. Jeff Rowley?
Is he English? I think he might be English. His name's Jeff. Like, with a G. That's what English people do, right?
Oh, like Joff. Geoff.
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 Can we take a break?
Sure.
Hey, we are back in the butts.
We're back in the butt.
Woo!
I have no idea if that's what you just said.
I did.
Adjust it. Good.
I've got and then Hello I'm going to burp.
Ooh. Hello Kitty stuck in my ears.
Sweet. I'm using my cool work headphones that I originally bought for the gym, and then they migrated to my desk at the office and just kind of stayed there.
Oh, man. Public shaming. Are you still going to the gym?
Not really. I went to the gym on
Who is this gym you guys are referring to?
I went on Thursday, and then it was Friday, and then I went running around to antique stores to start furnishing and decorating the guest room, and I was so fucking sore I could barely walk by that night, and it was terrible.
Oh,
but it was also
man.
Cool, because I bought a whole bunch of cool shit.
Awesome. Is there still room in your life for IKEA?
I went to IKEA without you, Jenny.
Oh, no!
I know. No! I ate enough Swedish meatballs for the both of us, though.
Oh, well.
And I also bought a sweet lion hat.
Awesome.
A sweet lion hat?
Yeah. I have to go back there anyway. Yeah, like a lion hat.
Can you wear that with your unicorn mask?
I wish. It barely fits around my head as it is. So, probably not. I'll try for you, though. I'll try for you, Melissa. Try.
I guess.
Send me pics.
I guess I'm fine with you going to IKEA without me as long as you don't buy Riff a horse puppet.
No, I bought Zach a moose, which he thought was a dog, and I said, no, it's a moose, and he said, it's a dog dressed as a moose. And I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, I IKEA'd for the first time ever.
Oh, man, I'm sorry that I missed that.
Wait, you had never been to IKEA before?
Nope,
never in my life.
Huh. Good for you.
And it was terrifying. It was very, very scary.
It is terrifying.
I love
it. I went in a wheelchair once. Oh, my God. Bad idea, jeans. They were open. It was the grand opening of the IKEA in New Haven, and I was in a wheelchair at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
And my parents took me there. And it was one of those wheelchairs where my leg had to be straight up in the air.
Oh,
so
no.
It was like,
wow.
It was interesting.
Wow.
I'm really excited. That my plan is coming together. I've never decorated a room before.
Awesome.
So, I decided against I'm turning the guest room into a laboratory, but also a guest room. It's laboratory themed, I guess. And it was really hard for me to not buy. There were a couple specimen jars, like full of crazy formaldehyde animals. There was like a snake and stuff, but I realized that would be really mean if we had friends come to visit and stay over and I subject them to having to sleep in the same room as a 50-year-old snake in a jar of formaldehyde.
It would be funny to get a bunch of those in, the, like, a jar of pickles.
Yeah. Some so pickled okra. Pickled okra is delicious.
Should we Are answer there more? More questions?
Yeah,
we got a bunch of questions. I mean,
yeah, sorry.
Kind of a bunch. Whoops. No.
Calm down.
You're breaking my butt. Which genre of games are you best at? We're still in old ones questions. He was like, no one else is answering asking questions. I'm going to ask all the questions. And what games are we worst at?
I'm the worst at Halo.
You're the worst at J-Lo?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
That's also not what Halo. I heard.
I've tried to play Halo so many times, and every time I die 50,000 million trillion times over because I don't understand how to play Halo.
I'm kind of I don't know.
Real I'm awful time strategy at I'm first. Bad at? Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, go.
I thought you were just thinking.
I'm always just thinking.
So, what were you saying? You're best or worst at strategy?
I think I'm worst at real-time strategy, which is weird because I love, like, City Builder and, like, I played so much Civilization 2, but I always played it on easy mode. Yeah, because I don't think I was ever actually good at it. I just like to watch my cities get really big.
I am horrible at first-person shooters. Is that a genre?
That is a genre.
Well, yeah. I suck at it. I'm really good at platformers. I'm really good at... I did really well at Psychonauts, 3D platformer.
I'm impressed that you beat Psychonauts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good at rhythm games and, like, word puzzles.
I'm good at RPGs, which is a very sweeping generalization of things that I'm good at. Yeah. I'm good at all the video games. What are you talking about? I'm very, 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 very good at fighter games because I just have, I've been playing Mortal Kombat so much growing up. I just have a lot of games reuse the same combo buttons, like... There's circle, circle, square, or triangle, triangle, circle, X, or something that will
or swastika,
trigger.
Swastika, X, Y.
Yeah, so I just...
Yeah,
I
know that's what you were,
like,
thinking.
Do all of these patterns that I've just known for 20 years, and I'm really good at them because fighter games are all the same anyway.
Nice.
But RPGs. I like RPGs the most, so I think I'm best at them. I'm really into the exploration side of life.
Nice.
I feel the same way. I love the exploration part, except spiders.
Yeah.
RPGs with spiders are bad.
And they all have spiders.
And they do, and they just come, they launch themselves at you.
Yeah. So this actually brings us really nicely into Solve Omnis' first question. We're skipping one from old one, but yeah. She wants to know, RPGs, Japanese style or Western style? And what, if any, are your favorites from each?
I don't know. What does Japanese style mean? Like Final Fantasy?
Yeah, like
turn-based
Final Fantasy,
stuff?
Dragon Warrior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I like wandering, so I would say Western style.
Yeah, I think I would say Western style as well.
I have probably played more Japanese style. I'm more familiar with them. I don't know if I like them more. But specifics, I played the crap out of Tales of Symphonia.
Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy Legend 2, which was actually, I think, a saga game.
Besides style of art, how are they?
How are they different? I used to know this. So, like, in a Japanese style, you're more likely to be playing a set character.
Right.
Yeah, and in a Western style, there is a lot more, like, customization. We have a cat.
Can you hear the cat, Emily?
I cannot.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
Yeah. Emily,
it's
do you
so
remember?
Empty. I really liked, I guess it's a little more modern than I thought it was, but I really like Radiant Historia is probably one of my favorite RPGs.
I haven't played that one.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, man. So good. It's all like time travel, alternate timelines, and ooh, bouncing back and forth between them at different spots on them to fix things in such a way to save people. And
what's good. It called?
Radiant Historia. It's, I have it on the DS. I don't know if it came out on anything else.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorite RPGs, nice, other than my obvious go-tos of like Fallout 3 and Borderlands and
Oh, you Batman. Got it. Gotta say, Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger.
Final Fantasy VIII?
I haven't played 8. I played 7 and 9. Mm. Is that like playing 8?
Yeah, because 7, 8, 9, so.
Yeah, but why was 6...
I just told you.
Did you just say that?
Do you not listen? Yeah.
Well, 7, 8, 9.
That happened. Moving on with our lives.
Cool. Do we have any more questions? Or
yeah, there's some more questions. Going back to old ones, do we play more multiplayer games or single player?
Single player.
Yeah.
I'm not a team player.
Yeah.
Not in sports. Not in life. Yeah. Not in video games.
You play a lot of board games, though.
I do play a ton of board games. And I do not like cooperative board games, though. Mm. I find them kind of boring.
Really?
Like, what is it? Pandemic?
Uh-huh.
Meh.
Huh.
Meh.
Are you bored because it's cooperative?
Probably.
Huh. That's interesting.
I need more stimulation than, I mean, it's hard to feel like you're really up against something when you're all up against the board. I mean, how scary can the board really be?
It can be pretty scary. It could be like what? Twice your size and have huge muscles. And
I guess.
Melissa, what do you think of what the fuck? That was just on Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Mm.
Like, oh, where it starts out everybody is working on the same goal.
Traitor.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I do like that game a lot.
Yeah.
And Shadowhunters.
Mm.
Shadowhunters rules.
We tried playing The Resistance with 6 people. I don't know if we just had really bad spies. Sorry, David and my brother-in-law.
But for people
you were the spy once.
For people who don't know what Resistance is, or what's that other game you mentioned? Oh, Betrayal of House on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jenny. Explain what the Resistance is.
Okay.
So there are, it's like werewolf or mafia, mm-hmm, right?
So there are a bunch of, you know, you people. There are a bunch of people all together having a good time playing a game. And some of them are spies and everyone else is resistance. And they, basically you're going on these missions and the spies want to throw the missions secretly and the resistance want the spies not to throw the missions. So it almost turns into like a mastermind game because you get to choose who you're sending on these missions and people can vote like up or down to send those people on those missions.
That was so well described.
Was it really?
That was really, really well described.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would have been like, so there are people, and some of you are Cylons, and one of you really wants to win the war. And
Melissa is always the Cylon.
I am not.
Because it's always Battlestar Galactica time.
It is. I went to a Battlestar Galactica panel, having never seen a single episode of Battlestar Galactica. And one of the first things they did was like, so how about the ending of the entire show?
To be fair, I was not paying attention to the panel so much. I went there because at one point, I think it was during Phoenix Comic Con, at one point, everybody that I knew that was like out and about and doing stuff was going to this panel. I was like, well, I don't want to wander around alone, so I guess I'll go to this panel. Plus, I know the people moderating it. So, And then I get there and I spent most of the panel just like walking up and down various aisles and hugging people that I knew.
Huh.
It's hard for me to go to panels. I can't sit still that long and I can't really focus on people talking for that long, even if it's something I'm interested in. It's a problem.
I had a lot of fun at the Krishavalone drunk panel at DragonCon. That was great. We showed up to hear a talk by Krishavalone of Shitty Entertainment. Everybody had been drinking all day. Yeah.
I think the most depressing moment of life at Comic-Con was the time that Xander was so drunk and fell down on the curb.
Oh, the Phoenix Comic-Con. I never forget about it. Oh. I think about it often.
Yeah.
It was so depressing.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I've probably done that, but I also didn't have, like, 500 people around me whispering, oh my god, that's Xander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't have, like, a TV career.
Yeah, it's true. I've never been on TV. I've only been on the internet, which might as well be TV.
Maybe we should be on a TV, so the next time you're stumbling drunk around Phoenix, people go, oh my god, that's Emily from the video games taco show.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's so sad.
It's so sad. She fell so far, even though she's been drinking for like 8 years before she started podcasting.
Right?
So weird. What? I think she has a problem.
More questions?
Did we ever answer the one about whether we play more single player than multiplayer?
Yeah, we all said single player,
did
I think.
Did we?
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah, well, we're loners.
Yeah, let's see. Did y'all ever play any Infocom games? Opinions, dislikes? So what I played when I would have been playing Infocom games... My mom's friend, Sue Schmeckel, gave me a box, this giant box of shareware and freeware. And there were, you know, there were no Infocom games on there because they were real games and, like, cost money. So I played, like, Madame Fifi's Whorehouse Adventure.
Whorehouse?
Yeah. I asked my mom what a war was, and she didn't tell me, but she corrected my pronunciation. Yeah, and then I met Steve Moretzky at PAX East, and I was like, hey, I've never played an Infocom game. Wait, I guess I played, like, part of Hitchhiker and some of Zork. Will you sign this for my boyfriend? And he was just really... I am not Steve Moretzky's favorite person. No, it was awful.
I think you're his favorite person, because... Because he's probably like dealing with a bunch of people telling him all of these stories about when they were 12 and discovered this game that changed their life, and you were just like, hey, I don't know you, but I know what you do, so here, can you just let me just do this and I'll be on my way. That's fine. Yeah. I don't.
So here's a thought-provoking question from Solve Omnis. What level of social interaction do y'all engage in while playing multiplayer games? Does that level change in smaller communities versus larger ones? And how about with different types of social games? I will chat on KOL. I will go, like, if I'm in a guild on an MMO, I will talk to those people. But other than that, I don't, like, the first thing I do when I open an MMO is turn off general chat.
Yep. Yeah. I'm in that boat.
I like to have people around me when I'm playing a game.
Yeah. Like, you like to be surrounded by human bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live ones.
Live ones.
Not where you could go, oh my god, did you see that? What the fuck?
I like that too.
This is bullshit. Ugh.
I like that too.
This is awesome.
That was an adjustment when I moved in with Riff, and he likes to immerse in a video game.
Oh, he doesn't want
to talk about the video game. Huh. He wants to, like, sit there and be, like, get the world in his head and his head in the world and have this, like, symbiotic relationship. And, yeah, apparently if someone's sitting there going, look at their helmets, they look like cocks. It's really distracting. Yeah.
I feel like chatting and, like, if you chat with your guild members in WoW or something, like, fellow guildy guy whatever's in WoW, mm-hmm. that's different than, like, doing a raid with them.
Yeah.
Because you're just talking and being like, oh, well, where's this? Or, and then when it's during a raid, everybody's all angry at everybody all the time, and it scares me, so I don't really do that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm just very single-player game type of person.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I think I am, too.
I feel like raiding with people is fun as long as it's going well. And then whenever, like, shit goes south. Yeah.
I really don't like the people who immediately fucking back out as soon as it's, like, going south, though. Mm. They'll just fucking exit.
Yeah, that's lame.
It's annoying.
And then you have to spend the next, like, 10 minutes finding another healer or whatever.
Yep. And it stinks. Because I'm always a DPS, so if I need a tank and my tank bails, then what do? I just sit there waiting for another tank to show up, and everybody's a fucking DPS, and fuck.
Fuck not being the DPS, man. That
I hate my DPS. It doesn't work very well at all.
I love being a DPS. I love it.
Is your Jeeps not doing enough deeps? And we should maybe just finish up Solvomnus's post here. What is the creepiest interaction you've had with another player in a video game? I haven't had any really creepy experiences, mainly because I, like, avoid them.
Does Kevin throwing me in front of a chainsaw count?
That wasn't a video game. That was a haunted house.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Those are different.
But we play video games.
Yeah. There was at one point when I was playing Order and Chaos online on the iPad, there was this guy that kept coming up to me time and time again and asking to duel with me. So I would kick his ass, walk away. He would run back up to me. And then I just started being like, no, I'm not gonna fight you anymore. I keep killing, like, I keep beating you up every time. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, so, how old are you? What's going on? Where do you live?
Oh, creepy.
All this shit in PM. And I'm like,
you're like,
I'm sorry.
The ocean.
was I like hanging out in the fucking bordello area of this game? Because
is that his thing?
I'm pretty sure. Leave me alone.
Like when
did
girls...
you tell him you were 80 years old?
I told him I was one of those dudes that makes their character female so that they can stare at a chick's ass all day instead of a dude's.
Hmm.
I flat out lied to this creepy stranger on the internet about my gender so that he would leave me alone.
Yeah. I had a guy tell me that my bank alt was, like, smoking hot, except her hair was bad, and I should change her hair. And I'm like, no, I like the Betty Page bangs. He's like, who's Betty Page?
Oh, no.
Just the idea that a woman is dressed up. I dressed her up for me, right?
Yeah.
I didn't dress her up for this guy. I didn't pick her bangs for this guy. And just the idea that he felt like he could say something about it.
Lame.
Yeah.
Weird. I feel like that it creeps me out when... It doesn't really creep me out. It's just weird that... for instance, when I was playing Family Guy online, I had like the Stewie character. It wasn't actually Stewie, but it was like the baby character in the MMO, and there were a bunch of people who chose, like, the teenage, like, the Megan Chris class, so that they could just put a girl in a tube top and a mini skirt, but it's like Family Guy style animation, so what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like, it's one thing in a fantasy MMO like WoW or something to make your girl look all hot, but it's Family Guy, come on.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon, which I learned about Rule 34 in cartoon ways the hard way.
Oh man!
A couple weeks ago, it was very disturbing. Don't Google image search Futurama when you have save search on off.
Wow, yeah. There's some disturbing stuff. Falls under Rule 34. I think Marge and Maggie porn is kind of what broke my brain.
I didn't even want to know that existed. Thanks.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm just sharing the misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm pretending that I don't understand English.
Okay. All right. So I should probably hit the road. Okay. Do you guys have anything? Any news? Any butts you need to
I got some air? Butts. I got some butts.
I have a butt. But,
I got a butt.
Butt. Butt.
Some boners.
Butt.
Boners.
I got some fart bags.
Fart bags?
Yeah.
Do you have farts? Can I buy some farts from you?
Yeah. How many farts do you want?
I have a couple dicks if you want a dick or two in exchange.
Yeah, we could do like an even exchange. Farts for dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's currency.
We could fart on the dicks and sell them to other people.
Sweet.
Yeah.
For their butts.
Yeah.
On that note,
if you want to send us some questions that we can, like, answer instead of talking about farts and dicks all the time and this monstrosity.
We can pretend to answer them at least.
Yeah.
We can read them.
We got through two whole forum posts tonight, you guys. We did really good.
There were tons of questions in each of those posts.
Yeah. Yeah, and we never got to describing Space Team for Florin. Florin wanted us to describe Space Team.
I'm sad that we wanted to make it so that the last episode of this podcast started with us playing Space Team, yeah. And I didn't listen to the whole thing. Oh, it's at the end? Okay.
It's at the end. I think it works at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it would be too long for the beginning, because we made it to, like, fucking level 12 or some shit. It was crazy.
Yeah. I think I was thinking that Zach would pick a funny part.
Yeah.
And put that in at the beginning, but instead he put the whole thing at the end.
The entire thing?
Okay. The entire thing.
Oh, good. Man. Because
we're not screaming.
Yep.
That was being played a week or two ago at a game night that I went to, and they would take turns going in a rotation yelling out the instructions, and I thought that was really weird. That like takes away from the chaos.
Yeah, you don't have enough time to. I did it that way with Kristen because that was how she wanted to do it, and like you start running out of time. It's getting red and you're like, it's not my turn to talk, but this needs to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. I think everybody should learn how to talk and listen at the same time.
I think that seems impossible for most people.
No, everybody in the Northeast knows how.
Yeah.
Are you really listening?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you
have
say?
To.
Huh?
Sometimes I just don't feel like you're really listening, Melissa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay. So if anybody is listening to us right now, and they want to ask us a question or talk about something, we'll even just talk about things you want to talk about if you want to talk about a thing.
We'll talk about sweaters. Like holiday sweaters.
This is a free America country land.
Yeah. We'll talk about fucking anything. We don't care. Clearly.
So you can email us. It's going to be vgtaco@elftwat.com.
Uh-huh.
Because
tell me more.
Web address. What?
Tell me more.
Oh, and then also if you wanted to use the Twitter technologies, because you know how to do commands and stuff on Twitter, which I apparently don't, we are at Video Games Taco. All one word. I don't know if that's true.
Is that true? That's true. That is a true thing.
Okay.
Our Twitter password is sandwich.
There's also it's what about really a sandwich?
Our Twitter password is sandwich. That's not true at all.
It's actually roast beef sandwich.
You know, I should just give away the Twitter password and then other people can tweet for me because it's work. Right.
But then people would delete stuff is the only thing that I would be scared of.
Can you delete a tweet? I thought it was just like out there forever.
Yeah, you can delete a tweet. I accidentally did once and it was sad. I deleted my first tweet ever accidentally and it was before they said, "Are you sure?" And yeah. Oh. It's gone forever. My first tweet from 2007 is gone. You can also find us on the Facebooks.
Yay. That is also Video Games Taco, all one word.
And now we have a sweet colored logo picture.
Woo. Love it.
Ah, your friend, it's your so pretty. Magic friend Joe, thinks it's gross.
Well, he's a butt face.
He is a butt face. It's very true. Hi, Joe.
He's the only, I feel like he's the only person listening because he's the only person that talks to me about it. So if you're listening to this, fucking talk to us about it, guys. God.
Our Swedish guy tweeted. He says he's offended.
He's offended at us?
Mm-hmm. Because we called him blonde and stuff.
Oh, shit.
That? Melissa doesn't remember
it. I don't remember it at all. Yeah. Must have been the two margarita show.
Yeah, we were also very drunk at that time. So, you know, yeah. Grain of salt, sir. Shh. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Woo. Thanks for podcast listens.
Yay.
And we are going to severely try to start making these more than once a month, obviously, by this. Hopefully this episode doesn't take 2 weeks to be posted.
Yeah.
But, you know, butts.
Butts.
Boners.
Fart bags.
Bye.
Dickweed. Woo. Goodbye.
Bye, Emily. I want you to teach a science class.
Me too.
On the ocean.
Fuck the ocean, guys.
Marine biology. By the master of blood.
Wow.
Miss Bloodmaster, I had a question about the ocean.
Don't go near the fucking ocean. Don't do it.
It's full of there fucking
are sharks rock. And fucking jellyfish. Those jellyfish babies, they will get in your hair and you will never be able to get them out. You can fucking brush your hair as much as you want. Those fucking baby jellyfish will never leave you. Which is true. That actually happened. And seagulls steal your sandwich. Okay, I just don't like the beach, guys. Can we change the subject?
Can we move on?
Okay.